everybody, and welcome to another episode of An Evening in the Aughts, a 2000s and 2010s nostalgia pop culture podcast. I'm Em.
I'm Kay.
And this is a Lucy Goose episode.
Yes.
Where we just talk about everything. No nostalgia today. Well, maybe a little bit. Who knows?
I guess, what were we? We're trying to like watch Gossip Girl, but then I forgot. And then I've been busy with work. So.
I know. I kind of feel like it's nice to take a little break and be Lucy Goose sometimes. So.
Well, like, it's hard, and we should probably do another movie soon, but like, I used to take very extensive notes, like scene by scene, for when we would recap things.
Now it's just movie scripts.
I know.
In my memories.
We should do one of the Barbie movies, like Princess and the Pauper soon or
something. Oh, that was our favorite one. I would watch that again, actually. It really was an excellent film. Martin Short was in it.
Oh yeah, as Preminger. Right?
Yes.
Preminger. No, it's such a good movie. I also what are your top three? If you're stranded on an island, it could only bring three Barbie movies. Only three. Which ones would you choose?
Princess and the Pauper, Swan Lake. I'm trying to think of a third one. I feel like those were my two number ones, but I was never into the fairies or whatever.
Fairytopia.
Or mermaids. Yeah, never into Fairytopia.
Mermaidia.
I kind of remember Barbie Nutcracker, but I don't really remember Barbie Nutcracker. So maybe my third would be Barbie Nutcracker. I
love Barbie Nutcracker. It's the only one where they kiss.
Oh, you're right. Maybe that was a good choice then. What are your three picks?
For sure, Princess and the Pauper. That's like really good. Maybe Barbie Nutcracker. I don't know, because I feel like that one really, like, I was obsessed. It was the first one. And then maybe Rapunzel. I don't know. That one was really good.
Oh, I forgot about Rapunzel.
Because Angelica Houston, I think. And then I think another famous person voices a ferret, maybe. Or maybe it's just her who's like.
I don't remember. Let me look this up. I forgot about Barbie Rapunzel. Barbie.
Has that one song. Do you remember? Rapunzel. It's really pretty.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it's that one. It's so good.
It was in 2002. What a time. let me look up the cast.
I just remember that Barbie in Princess and the Pauper, she plays the same voice, like plays both of the twins or the whatever.
The you know what part Princess and the Pauper that just randomly pops in my head. Oh, Eric Andre is in it.
What? As who?
According to the Googles.
By the way, we don't have to talk about this for very long, but the disgusting photo of Emily Ratajkowski and Eric Andre. Did you see that one? Don't look it up, but also it's like, look it up. It's like so gross.
Wait, why? What's wrong with it?
Because they're trying to be edgy.
Let me see. I don't like her. I'll be honest. I think she.
I'll be real as well. I don't like her.
Oh, they dated?
Like, I guess, but they posted like a weird picture and it's disgusting. Oh my God.
Okay, let me see. The part that. Two parts, actually, I should say, that pop into my head of. I see what you see. Ew, yeah, why?
It's on Instagram for public viewing.
Finches, speakers.
Anyway.
Is the one, the Preminger song where he goes, I think it's called How Could I Refuse or something, right?
He's like dancing. And the other one, or something.
Yes. And then the other one was not Julian, or it wasn't Julian, the one that liked the blonde Barbie.
Oh, which song? Is it the one where
it's like
Julian and Dominic?
She's beautiful eyes.
No, I love the song.
Are
you talking about the? Wait, sorry, sing it again.
Doors closed. Look at us, girls. She's like a rose. Let's forever bloom. And everyone's like, "Sir, what are you doing?"
Like, don't what was his name? No, I remember. One of them is it Dominic or Julian? Where they're
Dominic. Oh, maybe Julian. Julian is, I think, the tutor or whatever. I think
yes. Yeah, but they have really good songs. They also, I like the one where she sings the it's like just the way you are to the cat who thinks he's a dog or something.
I love that one.
That one's good. And then I don't love the one as much of where he's like do a plié and harpsichord. Do that one.
Over their outtakes.
Yeah, do I feel like animated movies don't do outtakes anymore at the credits? No, it's really good.
They were kind of cringe. I think the only times they're funny are like when it's Shrek or something, but like.
Or Toy Story.
And it was very cringe after this. Remember they were singing that song and then he started breakdancing and it was just like, why?
Yeah, no, but that one's really good. So if I could watch it for free somewhere, actually, maybe I would buy it. I don't know.
I bet they're also, I wonder if, let's see. Where to watch Barbie movies.
I gotta say, you know how people, maybe this is an annoying thing to say, when people are like healing my inner child, so they like buy things from their childhood because they want to. I kind of want to buy two things. I want to buy from what's it called? Anastasia. I want to buy her necklace with the like key, the thing.
The key that opens the door box. I kind of do too.
And I want to buy from Twilight, Bella's Moonstone ring from Etsy. So I might do that.
Are they expensive?
No, but it's just like, I just want, like, why not? Like, because I can't, like,
you well, know. I always wanted to dress like Bella.
Do a, buy like a an artifact from filming or something.
What would be, I remember, I think we talked about this when we covered Twilight, but I think she had peasant blouses. There was like one peasant blouse. She always wore Henleys too, and I never looked like I thought I would wearing a Henley.
Yeah, I would buy her. I think she has a jacket I really like from the first movie, or maybe it's the second movie.
Is it the mustard one where she's dumped in the woods?
Yeah, maybe that's yes.
I also like that one too.
Would love to buy. I would wear it today.
There's one I also do. You remember the TV show Good Luck Charlie from Disney Channel?
Yes, of course.
She has one jacket. It's from Anthropology. Let me see if I can find a picture of it. And it was so expensive. It was probably like $400.
Oh my god.
Let me see. And I've tried to find it like used on Poshmark for like low prices, and people are really stubborn about it. But
I wonder. I'm excited to see what it looks like.
I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous, but I remember thinking like, oh my goodness, what a beautiful girl. Oh, I found it. It's very dated though. Like you can tell it's like from 2000s.
Okay.
Don't mind the elderly woman wearing it. Can you see it?
Oh, it looks fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, I would wear it to this day. Here's a better picture of not on a person, but it looks kind of like the time.
It looks cool, yeah.
But this person is selling it for $529.
Why?
Let's see, $499 elsewhere. It's like impossible, so I don't know.
Wow. So I have, okay, do you know how, do you know what Like to Know It is?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't use it, but like, and I don't really follow too many influencers, but like, okay, there's this one influencer that I kind of follow, but she's not even like mainly a fashion person, but I just clicked on her Like to Know It because she was like, I have new spring things and I just wanted to look because I just want to see what other people were like, what kind of things are cool. And she like linked a $600 dress and like, who is buying this? And just so do people, like they earn a commission from it, right? So do they put like things that are like higher price so that like even if they're not buying it they'll get like more of a commission? Is that what people do? Or
I don't know what influencers do, but that's like actually a good point because that brings something else up. I have only been watching, as we've discussed, reality TV, and they are all, and they do have a little bit more money, but I feel like even in early seasons when they don't have money, I don't know if they're gifted things or maybe, yeah, they are get a commission or something. Or there's also this, I don't follow her anymore. I used to like around this time last year. She's a fitness influencer. And I won't say her name because I don't remember it, but she was like a trainer, but she would buy like Lululemon constantly and just constantly buy a ton of clothes and like designer handbags.
Yeah.
And like a ton of stuff, and like everyone, like I'd go on Reddit to see what people thought, and everyone's like, how does she get her money? Because like she's a trainer, but like do you get that much money? Like, I don't understand it. It's interesting.
I know it's weird. Cause like, there's been a ton of influencers I have, like, I don't follow that many, but like all the ones I do follow, it's like only like, it's less than five. Like they all link things that are hundreds of dollars. And it's like, I'm not buying this. Like who's buying this? Brands?
Are they like,
it's like random ones?
The same like spot?
No, there's like Free People, Anthropology, Farm Rio, like, I don't know, just random ones. Like, yeah. I don't get it. I can't do it. I can't spend $600 on a dress, guys.
Not in this economy, right?
Especially not in this economy. But like, I don't understand people. And like, maybe they sell it right after they return it. I don't know. But I'm so confused by their finances and just why they're promoting that. But that's just
me. I also have a question too. Like, because are they buying like trendy things? And also, what is trendy for spring? Do you know? Like, what does TikTok say is trendy?
Well, someone did, like, they had a video, or they were filming, like, it was probably in Brooklyn or something. All the girls had long denim skirts. There's, like, four. No. But I don't know if that's, like, cool anymore. Like, yeah.
No,
like,
you're right. Actually, that's a good point. I feel like I've seen, like, reality TV stars wear long denim skirts. A few of them. And I don't understand why. I don't...
Either it's having a moment or it had a moment, because I feel like things change so quickly. So like, I don't know if that was just like a quick thing, but like, that's yeah. But yeah, denim, long denim skirts.
The Beller from Twilight, but not khaki, I guess.
I did buy flared jeans. I don't know.
Oh, I like flared jeans. But I heard skinny jeans are kind of coming back, but not like jeggings.
Wait, which one? Because I just bought it. Like, I can't do this. Let me find it.
There was an article. I was told that. Oh, let me see. Are skinny jeans cool again?
Just everyone's been being so like bullies for skinny jeans. Is it like, was that a lie or like?
Okay. So I don't know. There's an article from Who What Wear. I don't know how reputable or trendy Who What Wear is. But this was in January of this year. Ready or not, skinny jeans are coming back and these nine outfits prove it. So, because it was like Celine, the designer, had skinny jeans. Mm. And okay, let me see what their examples are. They say black skinny jeans.
I'll go through my list after you're done because it says opposite of yours.
That's what I don't quite understand it. And then some of these though are not, well, I don't know. I still have a million skinny jeans that I should have thrown out years ago. So I am ahead of the trend. Mm. I don't know. Like, it's just Olivia Rodrigo wearing them, but I also don't know how old this picture is. And when they say skinny jeans, sometimes they're just like more flattering mom jeans. You know what I mean? Like David Blake.
I don't know.
Speaking of Emily Rodrigo, she is wearing one. Like these Levi's, like I think they're 501s.
Okay.
But so those are not quite the skinny jeans we remember, but mm-hmm. I guess, I don't know. So that is what this one article says.
Okay. So I'll just quickly go through this. Now I'm on Spring Trends, whatever, from Elle magazine. Okay. Baggy and baggier jeans.
I burped. Oh, but that's true. I have seen that everywhere.
Supersized blazers. I can't.
I bought a blazer, but I do not do supersize. I think I've realized that I am too old for these things now.
I tried getting for work because I had a work trip last year. I bought a blazer to be fancy, but it did not work. Or I tried to be trendy, not really like, a, you know, like business casual blazer. It was like a big one, but it didn't
work.
It looked really bad. The next one is maxed out hems, and she's wearing a long denim skirt.
Oh, you know what's an interesting thing? And I think I mentioned this one time. I learned in a class in college that you can see how the economy is doing by looking at hemlines. So like shorter hemlines means the economy is doing amazing. Oh, that would be like an example, like the 20s, like when they were like the roaring 20s. And then when the economy is not doing so hot, hemlines drop. Like, I think I have that right. I don't know.
I've heard that too, but I just don't understand why.
Sure. Let me just see. Hem length economy. I could get this wrong.
Is it because you're okay. so vulnerable because you have no money? So you would like, I need to cover myself.
Well, okay, so this is according to, hemline index, called the hemline index, and it suggests that the length of skirts tends to rise or fall along with stock prices. And then this is what InStyle says. Is the hemline index actually real? Okay, this is a long article, but let me just breeze through this and see what they say. Because I don't understand quite how that works. Somber mood. Okay. Maybe because, maybe when you're feeling 30, flirty and thriving and your skirt is up to your, is up short, you feel like, wow, life is great. And then when you want to be Bella from Twilight, that is when you feel depressed when things are not as good.
Like maybe when you have more money and things are, you're like less stressed and you're like, let's go out more. And then when people go out, they usually wear shorter things. But like, if you don't have money to go out, you just wear a sensible denim maxi skirt or khaki skirt like Bella did. And you want to be, keep things at bay and just, I don't know.
That's true. Sensible means long hemlines. More flighty means short. I don't know.
No idea.
Let's see. Okay, hold on. This is interesting. As skirts got shorter, this was like in the 20s, it made sense to invest more money in nice hosiery. Okay. I don't know. Let's see. This is a long article. It would be interesting to read. This is from InStyle, if anyone wants to read it. What is the hemline index is the title.
I can't think of another explanation.
I don't quite understand either. Okay, so here's one thing. Some people think that it's more a comfort thing. So it's like you said, a security blanket. Kind of like being sensible Bob.
Yeah, well, I have a black satin midi skirt that I got last year because they were having a moment on TikTok, but I don't really know what to wear with it anymore, but I have that. Well,
I don't hate wearing skirts. The answer to the question of is the hemline index real? No one really knows, but it's an interesting theory, I guess.
Yeah. Well, okay, another trend is drop waist skirts and dresses, which do not look great on me, but
can you pull back a little bit? It's kind of bright.
Is it
showing? I can't really see.
I'll screenshot it and send it to you.
I think I know what you mean by drop waist, though. I don't know if I like that.
I don't enjoy it. And then crisp tailoring. So wearing like a three-piece suit that will never do.
You know what though? I have seen that. And once I get skinny for summer times, I actually would like to wear not a three-piece suit, but I want to wear
like a vest or what?
I have not been shopping. Yeah. You want to look like this lady in the Madewell ads. It's a denim vest. It looks like trousers.
That looks like from Friends, like in the 90s. Like, it's not a bad thing, but like, it doesn't look like Rachel from Friends.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I want matchy, but I love this because it's like crisp. Denim vest. I don't know, but with like not even like cream colored trousers. But I actually like. But I plan to do it when it's warm and when I feel comfortable spending money and also my own weight. Right. But I kind of like the idea of.
Yeah. Next one is sequins, which I think is really fun.
Do you own sequins too?
Same. And then heavy duty leather. I mean, none of these are very like chrome colors.
Chrome?
No, this one or like silvers, I don't know. This one, the rise of the derriere. So that means showing your backside, like not down to the crack, but like down to the
does that mean?
Like very low. Like can you see she's like backwards.
Like G-string stuff?
No,
see.
It's like that thing of where, remember at Hailey Bieber, she went to Met Gala and she had like the top of a pretend thong. Like, I think it's like that, like in her dress.
And that is very 2000s.
Oh, and then this color, they said, is it's like a neon green, if you can see it. But no, it's like
I don't like neon green.
So anyway, that's what that article says.
Interesting. How do you feel about those trends?
I don't know, because like everyone, if like who what wears things, skinny jeans are back, and it's like, what do I do? But the other one says baggies. So it's just like, I'm just gonna be me. I think that I don't know, because I want to be very tan and like fit and just very comfortable this season. And
I am
be fine wearing peasant
t-shirts.
Like, I just want to be like easy breezy. It's like, I don't know.
Do you ever use fake tanner?
Yes, I did on Easter's, and I did a thing where it collects in like the ashy parts of your skin, like your elbows,
like in like your like the crispy parts of your elbow,
in my ankles. Yeah, so like it was very blotchy, but it was. I do enjoy it. It just smells so bad because I get like the cheap one, so I don't know what to do.
I was spray tanning, or not spray tanning. I was fake tanning a lot last summer, and I decided this year I'm going to embrace being pasty and just not do it.
Well, I gotta say, this year is the first year where I feel like, because I've usually had pretty clear skin on my face, like, or I don't know, but this year, a lot of like, I feel like sunspots or like more freckles or not moles have like they've risen out. Yeah. So now I'm a little bit more like, well, no, but up close, it's like my skin is definitely changing. So I'm trying to wear sunscreen more, just because, so I think it's fine to just embrace your paleness, because then you won't have disgusting wrinkles when you're like older. So,
well, I mean, I can't even tan if I wanted to try. I would just burn anyway. So it's really just, I have no way to win. So I just accept it. And my skin has been so bad lately though. So I've had to wear, like not heavy foundation, but when I've wanted to look nice, I've had to like, I don't know. I just really took for granted my skin that I had like even last year. I just, well, and I was so nitpicky about it, but now I wish I had that.
I know.
I
kind of blame the weather a little bit of like, because I'm breaking out a lot. I have like cystic acne on my chin and such.
Same.
I feel like it won't go away. I feel like I'm constantly, like I'm always on my period or blaming my period, but it's like, no. It's
me
like,
too.
You can't blame it forever.
Me too. Well, I got like neck knee even, and I never
those
used
are
to
painful.
Get neck
acne. I've they had that are, a few times.
And there's like, and then I get it on my chest. My back was so bad for the longest time.
My back. That's gross.
I just have constant cysts, like underground cysts that you can't pop. So you just have to wait like weeks until they finally relieve themselves.
Okay. I'm feeling my back right now, and it's completely bumpy, like small bumps completely. It is disgusting right now. Like, I don't know what my deal is.
I had a filthy rash all over my torso.
Like, I don't know what the deal is, and I don't know how to get rid of it. I had really bad back knee in high school one year, but it was like more like cysts and stuff. Like, this one is just like tiny bumps everywhere, and I hate it. But like, I don't know. I've always had worse back knee than face acne, but it's painful. It can be painful and very gross.
I don't think I've ever had terrible back knee, and my skin was okay in high school. It wasn't great. I think once I started taking care of my skin, then it like would make sense, but it really is just so bad around my chin. And then, I have like one tiny pimple like on the side of my nose that I don't even know how to explain it. It might be called milia or something, but it's just like a little, I just can't get rid of it. Oh. And then I have sunspots and freckles as well. And I'm starting to get wrinkles, like fine lines.
Same. And then same with like my forehead. I am starting to get like more, you can see the expression lines and such, even though
I have like scowl lines right here that are always,
but I feel like I'm very expressionless, so I don't know how this happened. But
I remember one time I was driving home from work, and you know how like you can see your forehead like in the rearview mirror, and I am permanently scowling, so that makes sense why I do have like these lines right here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Would you ever get Botox like in the future?
Yeah, I would. I think that's
same.
The extent of, I actually want to get, I'd like to get like facials, like regular facials and such. When I worked at a cursed massage chain, I was able to get free, like if they needed, the estheticians needed to practice, like I would get facials like pretty frequently, or like, I don't know, like I got a chemical peel one time and that was fun.
Did you like it? Did you think it worked?
Yeah. And I forgot what I had to do. I think I had to like come back or like do a second thing, 'cause like it peels and then you have to like, I don't know, but so I did like it. And then I remember my other one I did, she like used a suction tool to like dig out my nose blackheads. It was so nice. Like, I kind of want to do that again, 'cause it was like, there was one that I was like, I can't believe they got this out. And it was like, I couldn't do that on my own.
So, I want to do microneedling.
Oh, is that, does that hurt? I feel like it would hurt.
I think it kind of does. And like, I can buy at home kits, but a ton of people are like, no, you could infect your face. So like, I don't trust myself with that stuff anyway, but I would like to do that. I agree. I would like to do more facials. I'm not a facial guy, but I would like to be.
I know, I've never paid for one. It's like, but I, and the other one I got was very hydrating and I couldn't believe how beautiful my skin looked. Like it was glowing and like I'd never achieved that on my own before. So, but yeah.
Do you have dry skin?
I think a combination maybe, or it's like dry in some parts, but maybe it's more dry than oily. I feel like it's not very oily, but it's not like super dry.
I think I just have dry skin all around.
Yeah. I don't know. But what was I saying? I have like CeraVe vitamin C serum and then retinol, but I don't think I know how to use them. So like, I don't know.
I would like, I know I, this is my skincare as of now, guys, it's not good. I used to have it down to a thing like last summer. This is what I used to do. So when I figured things out, I had done a ton of research and I kept it pretty simple, but it worked because I think I had tretinoin, which is all you really need to have beautiful skin.
So I
would do that at night, and then I had a ton of moisturizer. I even bought like the snail mucin, like the green skincare stuff. It's supposed to be hydrating and healing. So I had a whole routine I did last year. I even had separate face washes for morning and night. Like, wow. I was so organized. And now I sometimes use a like a glycolic acid wash to cleanse my face in the morning sometimes, because sometimes I don't wear makeup. And I have like $3 makeup remover like wash at night, and then sometimes I put Old CeraVe on it, and sometimes Vaseline around my eyes. That's not going well.
I bought Aquaphor for my lips and it saved me. That's all I will buy. Chapstick does not work for me. I get such crisp lips, so I have to have Aquaphor. That sounds
good. Only put it on your lips?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's basically Vaseline, right? I used to put Vaseline on my eyelashes because I thought they make them grow, but I don't know if that did anything.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Please, everyone, let us know. Did you also all have a community giant tub of Vaseline that lasted for 10 years that everyone would dip their filthy hands in, like, yes! Rub all over their faces and all over their inflamed areas, because that's what we would do.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, but I know Vaseline, I think, is actually, or people do slugging where they put Vaseline all over their face.
Oh, but like, do you have a bed? Because it's all over your pillow.
No, but I think you take it off or something after. It's like just to like sleep, I think. I don't know. I haven't tried that. But yeah.
What are, do you know, what are like the makeup trends nowadays? All makeup is 1,000 years old.
makeup trends. I think just, okay, so the clean girl look, I don't know if that's out or if it's not as, I'm not
seeing. Was that like when they would slick their hair like with like crisp
wax or something? And then it's like Hailey Bieber where she puts one dot of concealer on and then that's her makeup routine. Like it's very like, it's the no makeup look, but then suddenly they're very moisturized and have like giant lips. So it's like, what?
Oh, like,
but anyway, I don't know if that, I don't think that's like the thing right now. I think contouring, it's still a thing, but not as much. Lots of blush, I think. I don't know.
What, brands? I remember, like, everybody, when I was on TikTok, everyone loved, like, Charlotte Tilbury. Do they still love that? That's, like, a hot, more expensive one. But, like, what is, like, the hot brand?
I'm trying to think what people... Oh, Selena's Rare Beauty liquid blush. Blush, liquid blush is cool right now. I'll bring lots of it. I have a putty blush from e.l.f. that I use that I also found from TikTok. yeah, had that.
Do you like it?
I do, but I'm worried because I never clean brushes. Like, I'm just like infecting my skin all the time because I never.
I finally did the other day.
Yeah,
and I think it did help
them like all the time, but oops. I finally got over my fear of an eyelash curler because I hate things around my eye, but I finally got one. And I feel like it does work, but like mascara, the spidery mascara was cool for a second. Like, remember when like individual, like, you know, in the 2000s where they put like lots and lots of mascara on? Well,
mine, I do on accident because I have a weird compulsion of where I have to touch my eyelashes. Yeah.
So I have a compulsion of twisting my hair. So one side of my hair is shorter than the other because I pull out my hair. I don't mean to pull it out, but I just like twist it. And I don't know. So
didn't you also have an eyelash thing too? Or is that just me?
No, I did. It was only when for church when mom would, or special occasions when mom would let me wear her mascara, I would pick it off. Oh, yeah. And like I would just be like much too good for children. So
I have a filthy story of why. I think I said this on a previous podcast, but it's like I had pink eye twice in first grade. So gross. And if anybody has not had pink eye, your eye just is so disgusting and crusty all the time.
It becomes pink.
And I remember I had to like pick the crusts. It's so gross. I'm sorry. Just into the world out of my eyelashes.
But it was satisfying.
And so then it's satisfying, and it's like the only way you could get like your eye to be free and clear. And so, yeah. But it like stayed with me as a habit. So now I'll, and especially when I notice when I feel tense or stressed, it's like a, what is it called? Not a soothing thing, but there's like a term. I can't think of it. Anyway, I use it to, I think it's like self-soothing kind of. Yeah. So I will touch my eyelashes. And then for some reason too, when I wear mascara, it's like I have to like touch them. And so like, it's so hard.
I know. Like, I do that with my hair because I like the way soft hair feels. No, I get it. I myself have had lice and giardia, so those are like my big things. And then lice was awful.
Had bed bugs twice.
You've had what? But I've had bed bugs once. I think those are the only like. I don't know. I don't think I've had anything else.
Let's see. I've had pink eye. I used to get strep throat all the time when I was little. I've had detached retinas. Very rare for someone my age. Been six though, guys, don't worry. I'm trying to think what else.
I don't think I have anything. Can I just say I went to urgent care 2 days ago because my ear has been sounding muffled and like there's tons of wax and being gross. Like, this is gross. But so I was like, I think I have an ear infection. So I go in, and then what they're like, no, your ears are fine. And I was like, well, what do I do? And then they were like, we can clean it out for you. So what they did was, she used like this, it just looks like a little spoon. She scraped it out of my ear. It was very satisfying. And then on my right ear, which was a little bit more waxy, they scraped it and then they flushed it out with like, what is it? Water and then hydrogen, whatever. It's like a spray bottle, but it's pointed. So it feels like a jet shooting in to your ears, but I got them cleaned out, which I've never done. So there's like, they cleaned out all the ear wax.
Can you hear better now?
Maybe a tiny bit, but like, it was just very like satisfying. Cause like, aren't there like the nerve endings in there? Just like, oh, like, it just feels good. Like,
oh, like the little hairs.
Yeah. I think that's why people shove Q-tips in there. Cause it's like, it tickles. It's like, I don't know. It scratches that.
Yeah. Nerve. It's like satisfying.
Yes.
I know you can buy, we actually have one. I haven't used it, but it's like, you can buy a cleaner with a camera on the end and it connects to an app on your phone. So you can clean out your ear and see what it looks like on like in real time.
Oh, I might have to
get one. I haven't tried it yet. I don't know why. Maybe we lost it. I don't remember, but that's amazing. I kind of want to try that.
That's cool. I should get one. Well, we only have a few minutes left. What pop culture things can we briefly cover? T-Swift and her boyfriend broke up, but what are you gonna do?
Oh, are people, do they have any like, do people speculate why? Are there any like, have these, or like, what do you think happened?
Basically, I think because they met when she was shunned, remember, with the Kanye thing. So she was kind of like, no one liked her, outcast. And then quarantine happens, so like they could be normal people, but now she's like biggest star in the world and he can't handle the fame. That's kind of the story.
But do you think she's kind of like, I don't know, actually. I don't know. Like, who do you think there could be? Who could be the next Taylor Swift, do you think?
I don't know. There's, I can't think of anyone who's like famous enough right now.
I can't really either.
Oh,
I apparently learned that. So that song that Miley Cyrus wrote, or the one that Getting Back at Liam Hemsworth or whatever.
She's a million about him.
Oh, the Flowers one.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was like a riff off of the, what's his name?
Bruno Mars one.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Cause, and apparently Liam would dedicated that Bruno Mars song to her. So that's why she used it. Apparently.
Yes. I heard that on the podcast as well. That's interesting, but I don't really know what the haps is going on.
Well, there's like, no, the who's who for Vanderpump Rules. There's nothing new, right? We're just waiting for a reunion.
No. Like, that's I watched the new episode last night. There's nothing new, a lot of speculation. There is a rumor going around that Raquel also cheated with Sheener's husband, Brock, but that's a rumor, not verified. And they couldn't figure out if like who sent it in. It might've just been like deflection from like out to certain people.
Yeah.
I do wonder about that, but again, there's no way of knowing the truth. I'm trying to think what else is happening.
I had to take a break from Vanderpump Rules, but I think Stassi is my favorite because I got bored on season 3 when she wasn't there. What?
It's everyone will crucify you if you say that on Reddit, but mm-hmm. I like her only as a horrible reality TV person because I think she's funny and I like them to be mean.
Yeah, it just
and entertaining and full of drama. I'm not watching to see angels. I just want to see horrible people make decisions.
Same. No, they're all awful people, but like, I don't know. I don't know how they've lasted this long. Maybe I need to watch them more to see why people and like get the hype. But like, I don't know. People love them. But and also I don't like Ariana. I think she her thinks she's early super cool. I don't like her.
She was a little cocky because that was also when Tom was with Kristen. We only have 20 seconds left. Anyway, it was a thing of where she felt that she was on our high horse. And she gets more bearable later, like more normal. But like, yeah, the early seasons aren't great either.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, anything else?
No, listen to the 3 seconds.
Hey everybody, it looks like we got cut off. We ran out of time, but thank you for listening. And if you could just go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that'd be much appreciated. And thank you for listening.